children. I'm Dr. Paws. And with me, of course, is me pet elephant, Lucy. Say hello, Lucy. Oh, right, to greet the children, you did. Lucy and I want to talk to you boys and girls today about the time that we had to help one of our friends who was really, really down. He was hurt. His feelings were crushed because he was having a really horrible day. His name is Peter, and he is an African penguin. And see, he, because he was really short, he felt that he just wasn't tall enough to be of any good to anyone. And Lucy and I was able to tell him about the story in the Bible about Zacchaeus. And boys and girls, we want to share with you what happened when we used the biblical story of Zacchaeus to help a friend of ours whose name is Peter the African Penguin. Thank you, boys and girls, for sharing today's show, and I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as Lucy and I love telling it. Boys and girls, our story begins with a friend of mine who's a veterinarian. He was down for a visit and was helping some of the animals that live where I live. They were sick, they weren't doing well, and he had come to help them out. Well, it was time for him to go back to his home, and the way he was leaving was on a helicopter. And before he left, all my animal friends, they were present to say goodbye to him. Well, our friend Peter the African Penguin, he wanted to see our friend fly away as well. But because he was so short, he couldn't see over the other animals. It upset him really bad. And he just finally got upset because he knew he was too short and he wouldn't be able to see. And so he just hung his head down and he walked away. And he unfortunately didn't get to see our friend get in the helicopter and had to just watch him fly away as his helicopter took him back home. After our friend flew away in his helicopter, Peter just kind of left everyone else and he was sad and he walked away. And we tried to cheer Peter up and I said, Peter, it's okay that you didn't get to see him today because he will be back and you can say hi to him when he arrives. But we telling him that, it didn't make him feel any better. And he just said goodbye and sadly walked away. Well, later on that day, Lucy and I had come up on a celebration of one of the local tribes, and they were going to be performing a native dance to be a part of the celebration. Everyone was happy, they were enjoying the music, and Peter, of course, he caught up with the rest of us and he wanted to watch the natives dance as well. But again, Peter was having trouble because he could not see over anyone. And he tried and tried. He'd move to one side of the group and then move to the other side of the group, but he just could not find where he could see. He even tried to get people to help him and even the animals to help him, to just simply pick him up where he could see. But because of the celebration and the music and the dancing, nobody heard or paid attention to poor Peter. So Peter, unfortunately, he did not get to see the natives dance. Poor Peter, he again got really upset because he's being so short that he felt so bad because he missed out again. We tried to cheer him up, but he wasn't wanting to listen to us. So Peter just hung his head. He said goodbye once again and he walked off. Lucy and I felt so bad for Peter, because he just was not having a good day at all. And so we were hoping that somehow later on we'd get a chance to cheer him up again, because Peter just could not understand why he had to be so short and it was interfering with him enjoying anything. And we tried so hard. Lucy and the other animals and I tried to help him understand there's nothing wrong with being short, but he wasn't going to hear of it and he walked away. Boys and girls, later on the afternoon, Peter was walking down one of the roads and he came upon a tree that had fallen across the road and it was in his way. Well, Peter was determined to show that he wasn't too short to do anything like everyone else does. So he tried to climb over the fallen tree. He tried again and again, but he just could not get over it. A group of birds was watching this, and they just started laughing at poor Peter, and it really hurt his feelings. This time, Peter got his feelings hurt really, really bad. It just broke his heart to have anybody laugh at him when it's not his fault that he was short and couldn't do anything that tall birds could do. He finally, it just hurt him to a point to where he just sat down on the road right by that tree and started crying. At this time, Lucy and I come upon Peter, and he was just crying, and he was just saying, "It's not fair that I'm so short. Why can't I do anything like anyone else? Being this short, I'm no good to anyone." And I said, "Peter, that's not true. You can do anything you set your mind to." But poor Peter wasn't going to hear of it, and he actually got frustrated that Lucy and I were trying to cheer him up. I finally said, "Peter, let me tell you about the story of Zacchaeus. He wanted to see Jesus, and he was not about to let him being short keep him from seeing his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Boys and girls, I began to tell Peter the story about how Zacchaeus came to meet Jesus. say there was this one day that Jesus came to a town called Jericho. And of course there were lots of people there, and they were eager to see and meet Jesus as well. Well, see, Zacchaeus, he was not a very nice person at all. See, he was known as a chief tax collector. But unlike the honest tax collectors, Zacchaeus had made himself really, really rich by taking money that wasn't his to take. It would be like Lucy offering me one of her bananas, but instead of me graciously taking just one, I would instead take all of them and Lucy would have none left. It would be like having that kind of selfishness and being mean. And that's the kind of man that Zacchaeus was. So to say the least, Zacchaeus was really disliked. People hated him. Isn't that sad, boys and girls? Zacchaeus, he wanted to see Jesus, but because he was such a short person, he could not see over the crowd. And he knew Jesus was going to be walking where he could see him. But because he was shorter than everyone else, Zacchaeus could not see. So what Zacchaeus did, he went to what is called a sycamore tree. And he climbed up in that sycamore tree, and he knew that Jesus would be walking right by that tree. That would give Zacchaeus an opportunity to see Jesus and even meet him. Well, that's exactly what happened, boys and girls. Zacchaeus was sitting up in the tree, and as Jesus was walking by, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down out of that tree. I want to meet you." And that's exactly what Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus climbed down out of that tree, and he not only got to see Jesus, but he got to meet Jesus. And when this happened, Zacchaeus made a lot of people mad when he chose to talk to Jesus, because Jesus told Zacchaeus, "I want to go to your house." Well, that upset a whole lot of people because they didn't think it was fair for Jesus to want to see someone who had done all the bad things that Zacchaeus did. But you know what, boys and girls? That is the kind of person that Jesus wants to find. He always wants to look for people who are not doing right, who are mean, who are selfish, who are hateful. Jesus wants to get to know people like that, and he wants to live in the heart and change their lives. And that's what Jesus wanted to do to Zacchaeus. Jesus wanted to change the heart of Zacchaeus and help him be a better person and start living right. So Zacchaeus told Jesus that he was so sorry for taking money that was not his. And so Zacchaeus told Jesus, "Hey, if I have taken anything that wasn't mine, I'm going to repay them back. And not only that, I'm going to take half of everything that belongs to me, and I'm going to give it to people who need it." Boys and girls, is that not really awesome? See, when Jesus comes into people's lives, it makes such a difference if people will let him. Jesus again wants to take what we do wrong, and he wants to help us do things right. And that's what he did with Zacchaeus. And of course, Zacchaeus, he made Jesus really, really happy. And Jesus, of course, went with Zacchaeus and went to his house. But again, boys and girls, this upset the people that were in Jericho that saw this. They thought it was wrong for Jesus to have anything to do with Zacchaeus because he had done so many horrible things in the way that he took people's money. He took things that they owned. He really hurt people with his auctions. But Jesus understood the only way that Zacchaeus was ever going to change is Jesus had to come into his life, and his influence had to change his heart to where he wouldn't do those horrible things anymore. And I explained to Peter that when Jesus is in our lives and he's living in our hearts, it makes such a difference. That's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to change our lives just like he did Zacchaeus. Jesus doesn't think he's better than anyone else. Therefore, no one who's ever done anything wrong has ever done something so bad that Jesus can't be a part of their lives. And that's why Jesus didn't listen to the people in Jericho. Jesus instead went to Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus was in that tree. It wasn't an accident that he met Zacchaeus. Jesus had already knew before he even got to Jericho that he was going to get to meet Zacchaeus. And so Jesus made sure that Zacchaeus got what he wanted, because he knew if he could talk to Zacchaeus, he could change his attitude and his heart where Zacchaeus would quit stealing from people. As Peter was listening to this story, it helped Peter understand that, wow, I can do things even though I'm short. And as Lucy and I were finishing the story about how Jesus not only changed Zacchaeus' life, but how he also changes the lives of others, Peter started really feeling better. Peter came to understand, hey, I can do things even though I'm short. And we told Peter, you need to learn a lesson from Zacchaeus and find a way to use what you think keeps you from doing anything and make it a positive action. Don't ever slow down. Don't ever not take advantage of an opportunity to do what you want. Because Zacchaeus didn't let himself being short keep him from seeing Jesus. And I told Peter, I hope that you don't let what you think is wrong with you keep you from seeing Jesus as well. And boys and girls, that is how Zacchaeus met Jesus. And that is how Zacchaeus became a better person in spite of all the horrible things he had done in his past. So boys and girls, remember, just like I told Peter, hey, when you let Jesus come into your lives and live in your hearts, oh wow, it is amazing how much of a better person you become. Jesus wants to change us. He wants to make us better. And he's willing to do that if we will let him live in our hearts and change our lives. As soon as I was through with this story, Peter felt so much better, and he thanked Lucy and I for telling him this biblical story about how Zacchaeus not only met Jesus, but his life was changed because he met him. Boys and girls, Peter was so happy to hear me tell that story about how Zacchaeus not only got to see Jesus, but he got to meet him as well. That just because Zacchaeus was a short individual, that it didn't have anything to do with him doing something really, really great that day. And we helped use that story to help Peter understand he can do anything he wants to as well. And Peter felt so much better after we talked to him. We cheered him up and he said, you know what? I'm not going to be upset about being who I am any longer. I'm going to do everything I can to do really awesome things. And Peter said he really appreciated Lucy and I spending some time with him and spending the day trying to cheer him up. Boys and girls, I hope you have enjoyed today's show. And I hope the story and the day that we talked about concerning helping Peter, who is our African penguin friend, the story of Zacchaeus and how he did not let being short stop him from doing what he wanted to do, and that was see Jesus, and that Jesus wanted to meet Zacchaeus. I hope today's show has really shown you, boys and girls, that don't let who you are intimidate you from doing what you want to do. God made you really unique and really special. Don't ever think just because you can't do certain things that God made you any less than anyone else, because it's not true. God wants you to have a really awesome and happy life. But sometimes things don't always go the way we want. And sometimes we are not able to do what we see other people do. And boys and girls, when you look at other children and wish that you could do the things that they can do, just remember, there are other boys and girls who are looking at you. They feel the same way. They look at you and go, I wish I could do what they do. So, boys and girls, never think you are just any less of a person just because you can't do certain things. Just like Peter, our African penguin friend, found out, you can do anything you want. And just remember, God loves you, and that's why He made you the way you are. And you can do awesome things just like anyone else. On behalf of Lucy and I, we want to say thank you for listening to us on today's show, and we will talk to you later.